wanna smash, crash, pass, mash, blast the system. We wanna get it hype, get it live, get with the mission. We want the crowd loud.
At a minute before 10, that brings to a close Project Censored Radio for today. Coming right up, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And then at 11, we've got The Food Show, today talking with anti-hunger activist and author Andy Fisher about his book, Big Hunger. It looks at the hunger industrial complex. And that's all coming up in the future on KBOO. For now, we're going to go to a message and then to Air Cascadia. Thanks for tuning in to KBOO today. If you want to become a member and support this great station, you can become one when you go to kboo.fm and click where it says donate.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Report from Kabul speech by Zahair Wahab on Wednesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at the Multnomah Friends Meeting House in Portland. Zahair Wahab, a native of Afghanistan and director of graduate studies at the American University of Afghanistan, will present a critical analysis of the Afghani political, military, economic, and cultural situation. Again, that's a report from Kabul by Zahair Wahab on Wednesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at the Multnomah Friends Meeting House, 4312 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, July 19th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere, all of that. We have a today's theme, the goods on the bads, damaging information on Hillary Clinton, unless it's a vid of the former First Lady dancing around wearing nothing but an American flag stick pin and singing It's Raining Men, then we're not interested here at Air Cascadia. Today's weather, that's interesting. Wednesday, sunny, highs around 81, and for tonight, clouds encroaching very slightly and getting into in practice and getting their game on for completely cloudy the skies during the eclipse. Lows overnight 61, and for Thursday there's a very, very slight chance of rain, but early on in the morning you won't even be up if you're lucky. Highs around 76, and for tomorrow night partly cloudy, lows around 58. So our guest for today is hopefully going to call in. It's Crow, and they've been released from jail again, only very likely to be once again incarcerated, because Crow doesn't stop. Crow is one of those take no prisoners, never back down types of activists. When think about it a little bit, think about that word, activist. Are you really an activist? Are you really active? Have you done anything that will actively get you arrested, as Crow does consistently, time and again, over and over again? Not necessarily to get on the news, but very definitely to leave a mark That's their intention. They are going to leave a mark, and they will not be forgotten, and their actions won't be dismissed. It is, again, that's one half of that equation. The other half is the media. And the media has consistently denied Crow their rightful place on the news, because what they're doing is news, or it would be news to most people if they knew about it. At Cascadia, we put the news in new. So that said, we're going to we've invited Crow to join us. We are hoping they'll call in sometime during the program, if possible, but very likely these are very busy, dare I say, active hours for Crow. So, all right, that said, Crow, well done. Congratulations once again, triumphing over forces that would silence you and lock you away. So, that said, we're going to move straight along from there, because there is just the mainstream media just keeps rolling the same stuff out over and over again. I'd bet any money that what Trump, I'm sure Trump and Putin had a lot to say to each other. I just don't think it was necessarily about the election. For them, for those old boys, I'm expecting that they shook hands, gave each other a nod and a wink, and maybe a little feel up, a little reach around there on the election results in America. And it's over now for them. But what they really need to talk about is the paper trail, because they've left one. They've left a paper trail as wide as the 101 freeway. It's huge. And there's nobody there. They don't actually, as far as we know, and I did a whole lot of looking into this. I make a lot of phone calls, and not just necessarily to somebody I might want to get on the program as a guest, but I do like calling these people up and trying to ask them questions, like, for example, do you have a cleanup crew who's good with numbers? Do you have a crew of quants with algorithm brooms to sweep up the droppings that you leave behind when you do deals like the ones that Trump has done with Russian money? The Russians probably are getting a little bit worried, because this chap, Trump, doesn't seem to be the maybe the brightest light on the billboard. So that is what I would guess they had to talk about among themselves. Meanwhile, the other main, see, this is what's so much fun with mainstream media, because you could take a look at their headlines and then pretty easily discern what caused them to generate those headlines and not others. Let's just take this one, the quote, "Let Obamacare fail," Trump says, and he's invited nothing but Republicans. Come on, what's he the president of anyway? This is definitely not America, a gaggle of wealthy white male Republicans, having them over to lunch doesn't unify the nation, or even perhaps calm the jittery nerves of people who are thinking that maybe they're not as healthy as they thought they were. So Trump says, let Obamacare fail. It's a seven-year itch. Republicans have been on a seven-year quest to repeal the Affordable Care Act. led the charge led by the delusional Don Trompoti and his loyal Sancho Panza, the slightly stupid sidekick. The New York Times seems to think that the journey seemed to reach a dead end yesterday. But if you're delusional, the journey never ends, does it? Because you just kick up some more dust. You just raise another illusion. And you're off and running again. The delusion, Knight, who never says never, said, let Obamacare fail. Weird, because Don Tripodi's plan is what failed first. Maybe in another 7 years, they'll be arguing about whose plan failed first. And after 4 months of battling uncertainty with the authorities, with a probation officer, and with the hollow intimidation, that's a quote from Crow. Hello, Crow, if you're out there, from the authorities, Crow is thankful to be released to 6 months of house arrest with a court ordered counseling. There's another conversation I'd like to be in on what Crow has to say to the counselors. At least one side's going to come out knowing more than they went in with. So, have you considered selling Girl Scout cookies? Is what I would like to ask. As Trump this time around, his advisors recruited two businessmen who profited richly from military contracting. These two devils in jerk boots were contacted to devise alternatives to the Pentagon's plan of sending thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan. The Trump administration's struggle to define its strategy. The thing is, the idea that we're having a rough time of it in Afghanistan, people are essentially fighting with sticks and rocks, and who have been doing so. They're not fighting with sticks and rocks. They're fighting with huge guns, of course, but their guns are not a state of the art. Their guns are left over from hundreds of years of fighting off colonists and those who would wish to impose their imperial might on the Afghan people, who many of whom, when I was in Afghanistan quite a while ago, but not that long ago, and many people there were surprised and amused that they belonged to a nation called Afghanistan. Their allegiance and their loyalty was to blood, family, and tribe. And this business about Afghanistan, that was just a passing amusement. Now they're a lot clearer on the notion of borders, and they're going to defend theirs to the very last man, woman, and child standing. But as far as Trump sees this as yet another war, and he's going to be the war president this time around, just as Bush was the war president. Remember that war presidency. So what happened here is this: old sneaky Steve Bannon offered to sell Eric Prince, the founder, of course, of Blackwater Worldwide, and Steven Feinberg, who is, if you follow these things, the owner of the huge military behemoth, DynCorp International. And he got them to develop proposals to rely on contractors instead of American troops in Afghanistan. Bannon's idea. So, and also, I believe that we could safely say that Jared Kushner had a little tongue in this talk. So, last Saturday morning, Bannon just looked up Mad Dog Mattis at the Pentagon, tried to get a hearing for their ideas. And Mad Dog listened politely, about this idea of turning Afghanistan over to private industry, to private contractors. Well, wouldn't it be great if they really were private contractors and they went there and they started building these subdivisions, right, with cul-de-sacs that you could never find your way out of, and, you know, the little fake brick fronts and the Tudor on top. Tudor on top and his and on Hacienda on the bottom. It would be wonderful. The Afghans would be mystified and very likely amused. A suburb would be a great place to keep goats. I want to say that. You have to give them the goats. So, well, the idea was that since they'd failed miserably militarily in Afghanistan, that now we were going to let the contractors have a go at it. Mad Dog listened politely, but he let Trump and company know that they were, as far as he was concerned, they were going to stick with the military in Afghanistan. It was a highly unusual meeting, and according to the New York Times, it, quote, dramatized the divide between Mr. Trump's generals and his political staff. And we still, as the music rises to meet the moment and crow, we still haven't heard from you, but we wish you luck and we celebrate your release. Then idea of selling Girl Scout cookies in Afghanistan probably not going to fly. We say this has been our Cascadia for Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.